East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has rubbished claims President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing a revolt inside the party. He says nothing of the sort came up at the meeting this past weekend of the ANC's highest decision-making body.
President stepping down, that never arose. Nobody talked about such a thing in the NEC, other than rumor mongers, which I did explain that there are people who've got such intentions and trying to get it going in our structures. And thus far, that has failed.
It's been reported that Ramaphosa indicated that he would step down if asked to do so by the NEC. There have been suggestions he could resign after the G20 Leaders Summit happening this weekend. Mbalula addressed the speculation at a briefing this afternoon on the outcomes of the NEC meeting. He's accused what he calls factional rumor mongers of driving a false narrative about a possible leadership change. He insists Ramaphosa remains secure in his position and continues to lead the ANC as part of a collective.
Ramaphosa step down is a ghost, doesn't exist. Yes, it's a ghost that is there, pursued by others. And they believe in their figmentation of their imagination that such a thing will arise. Because they don't want this Ramaphosa because they were defeated in conferences of the ANC, successive. Ramaphosa is an asset to the African National Congress. So there's no step down of Ramaphosa.
Former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba has been formally charged in connection with state capture probes, along with the former Transnet CEOs Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama. The three and former senior Transnet executives Arnold Singh and Thamsanqa Chiani have appeared in the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Gauteng. They're accused of irregularly approving contracts. The Investigating Directorate Against Corruption issued a summons nearly 2 weeks ago for Gigaba to appear in court. Two SANDF members are among 32 motorists who spent the weekend behind bars after being arrested during roadblocks in Etegwini. The Metro Police say they are ramping up operations across the city as season approaches. NewsWatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
The Etegwini Metro Police Department says its officers braved heavy rain to run high visibility roadblocks. 15 motorists were arrested on Friday. 17 more were taken in on Saturday, including the two soldiers. Metro Police say one soldier was arrested for drunk driving. The second was detained for allegedly assaulting an officer and obstructing him from performing his duties. Metro Police has warned against drinking and driving, saying there can be serious consequences. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And the U.S. says it has delivered the HIV prevention treatment in Eswatini and Zambia months after